Mr. Barnes. He's my hero.
Welcome to the Chapter 2 podcast for To Kill a Mockingbird. Once again, this is supplemental to the classroom lecture and the story reading on your own with DJs. Chapter 2 is different than Chapter 1, as in Chapter 2 is about the real-world experiences and education of Jem and Scout and their introduction to the characters, whereas Chapter 2 is more of the official education of the district of their county and in comparison to the real-life education she gets on the streets. So it's more of a book-smart versus street-smart education. Notice that John Dewey is mentioned in this, and it's Scout's attempt at humor, and that John Dewey had an educational theory that basically children learned by doing. It's a good theory, and it has to be followed correctly by a teacher to make it work properly. If students are just given books and said, "Hey, learn," it's not going to work. But through guidance by a proper teacher, it is more beneficial for students to learn with a hands-on approach. However, in her county, Scout mentions that most of the first grade failed last year. It shows that basically the teachers over there heard the theory, were trying to participate in the nationwide trend, but were not fully equipped to do that and basically left the students to their own. This being said, Scout got more of a education from her father and from the experiential observation she has of her father and his interactions with Macomb County. Notice the theme of blind spots, basically that Miss Caroline has social blindness. That would go hand in hand with prejudice and your guys' DJs. Also, you might want to start talking about the class differences. Keywords mentioned were, "Are we poor?" Scout asks, and Atticus answers, "We are indeed." The stock market crash is also mentioned in Chapter 2, so make sure you have some knowledge of the effects of the 1929 stock market crash and how it affected the 30s. That'll kind of sway your version of the story a little more towards understanding. The humorous part of the, once again, Dewey Decimal System might go towards growing up and your DJs. And courage. Talk about courage in the school and what caused courage and what courage might be present in this school compared to Miss Caroline and Scout. You might want to describe also the different points of view for childhood growing up or for courage in education. The childhood view of street smarts are more important than book smarts, and the childish notion of why do we need to go to school? It doesn't do anything. Another thing to focus on is the poverty structure. Once again, for courage, what does it take to help people that are in poverty? What kind of courage does it take, and who had the courage in the story? Second thing for growing up, realization of poverty. Realizing that, hey, we're not all equal. So hopefully this helped you out. If you have any questions, please call the phone number on the side of this webpage, and we'll answer questions next time. That was Chapter 2. Thank you.